Law of Life, Book 1, by A.D.K. Luke. Copyright by A.D.K. Luke, 1959. Dedicated to the people who are seeking and to the freedom of mankind. Preface. This material is written as it was given and in a manner to convey the meaning as well as the feeling, rather than to conform to literary standards. Much of the material is taken from class notes, not from books, and some is inspirational with enough fundamental knowledge to make it practical. This compiled information consists of vital points from instruction of a new presentation of truth and of actions of the sacred fire given in classwork over a period of several years. Statements, points of law, bits of truths are compiled here so they will not be lost to the world. May they be of real worth to those interested. From observation in groups and individual instruction, we have tried to bring out important points which were needed or required clarifying, as well as those which would be of assistance. Statements are presented as they were given. Some may seem repetitious, yet each gives or stresses a different point or angle. Not wanting to change statements as originally given by the ascended masters or that were received by inspiration, both are used. One may click with one person and another with some other one. Since each consciousness is different, one presentation may not register with everyone. Repetition is good and needed by human beings. Statistics show that the average person has to hear a thing several times before he comprehends. We have endeavored in this book to present points of law not given elsewhere, and also some of the essential material, since it is not readily available in a concise manner. We have here tried to give enough on fundamentals, understanding, and application to make it practical in a comprehensible way for beginners in this type of instruction, the law of life, as well as for students of the various teachings and those more advanced. This instruction gives knowledge about the ascended masters and their plans, their activities, and individual services to mankind and the earth at this time. It also explains how to invoke and draw forth this assistance so much needed. This ascended master instruction is educational, not just religious. It is a science as well as a religion. It is no ism or cult. It is educational, the understanding of life, based on the law of energy and vibration. This teaching is scientific and covers every phase of life, including religion. Most people have looked to their religion to give them understanding of the unknown or other side of life. It is retreat work. It explains how to cooperate and work with the Brotherhood of Masters on current activities and requirements rather than studying literature of hundreds or thousands of years ago. It gives an understanding of fundamental truths, universal law and principles, with practical application, and is not just some dogma or creed. All that is asked of students is to accept their own God presence. The great need today is for individuals to know of and accept their own God presence, the ascended masters and cosmic beings who are one with it. Such acknowledgement is the open door, making the individual a channel for the great ones to pour through their blessings to assist mankind and expand the light of the world. This instruction, given by the ascended masters at this time, was given only in retreats heretofore, and some of it was not given even there. Through this instruction, one can make direct contact with his own God presence and attain perfection. Our destiny is perfection. Jesus said, "Be ye perfect." He manifested perfection through this same understanding that is now being given to mankind in the outer world. He learned it in the retreats and from secret orders at that time. By this understanding and application, he was master over outer conditions, even over death, the last enemy to be overcome. This teaching is the law of life and its conscious application. This instruction teaches, explains, and makes clear certain phases, fundamental laws of everyone's life, and teaches the practical application that has not been given in a concise manner in the outer world before. First, the knowledge and whereabouts of each one's individualized presence of God who gives him life. Second, the protective pillar of light. Third, the use of the transmuting flame. Fourth, the ascension, the goal of each one's life.